Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Today we are going to be looking at a conference message that was given by President Dallin H. Oaks. He is the first counselor in the first presidency. A message that he gave on April 7th, 2019, this was in the Sunday afternoon session. It was titled Cleansed by Repentance. The subtitle of this message, at least the way it's printed in the Ensign magazine, and we're talking about the May 2019 edition of Ensign magazine, starting on page 91, was because of God's plan and the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can be cleansed by the process of repentance. Now, Eric, repentance is certainly a subject that we have tackled on numerous occasions on this show. But this is something that comes up constantly in conversations with Latter-day Saints. And many times I get the impression that many Latter-day Saints do not take seriously those of us who are Christians who say we certainly do have a doctrine of repentance. Yes, we believe in repentance. In fact, let me give you a citation from a Puritan writer, a man by the name of Thomas Watson. Thomas Watson lived between 1620 and 1686. Now, if you study anything about the Puritans, you know that they had a very strong desire to live holy lives, that they felt honored and glorified the one who saved them. They stress this over and over again. But here's what's fascinating. Watson says this. He says, a man may restrain the acts of sin, yet not turn from sin in a right manner. Acts of sin may be restrained out of fear or design, but a right penitentiary turns from sin out of a religious principle, and that is love to God.
We have to ask the question, repentance, is it something that is by grace or is it a work? And we would have to say it's a work that we have to do. And for a person to be able to truly repent, he's going to have to be able to eliminate all sin. But in Christianity, we have the difference of being cleansed by faith, and we're going to be talking about that during this series. But what I think that a lot of Latter-day Saints don't understand is as hard as they try to repent, they're never cleansed completely from their sins.
Our faith and our repentance, as I've heard it said often, are like two sides of the same coin. You can't have true faith without being repentant. We would argue that that's the way it's always been. We're not trying to downplay repentance. But even as Dallin Oaks is going to bring out in this talk, and when he makes reference to Russell M. Nelson, the 17th president of the church, this is something that he says is a never-ending privilege. Repentance is a never-ending privilege. That alone tells me that it has been relegated, at least in the statement given by Russell M. Nelson, that this is a part of our sanctification. This comes after we have been justified. And how are we justified? We are justified by our faith. There's no way to get away from that if we look at what Paul writes in Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think what Paul says there is telling, because as Christians, we have this peace that passes all understanding because we know that our forgiveness has already been taken care of. It's not something that's going to come back and haunt us when we slip up down the road. We have been forgiven. We are already justified. we would say no to our Latter-day Saint friends if they assume that repentance no longer is a part of our life, because repentance is meant to get us back on track. It forces us to see ourselves for the sinful creatures we are and to recognize that fallenness to get us back to the foot of the cross.
The quote you gave from the Puritan Watson regarding the motive of why we repent. For a Latter-day Saint, repentance is crucial for them to be able to gain the forgiveness of sins. The Christian repents based on the forgiveness that has been given, justified by faith, and faith alone. The Bible is very clear about that. And so repentance is something we do as a result of, as you mentioned, sanctification.
That's a very good point, and it leads right into another quotation that I have from this same Puritan, Thomas Watson. He said, "We please God by repentance, but we do not satisfy Him by it." Let me read that again, because that's profound. We please God by repentance, but we do not satisfy Him by it. He goes on to say, to trust to our repentance is to make it a savior. Though repentance helps to purge out the filth of sin, yet it is Christ's blood that washes away the guilt of sin. Therefore, do not idolize repentance, Thomas Watson says. Now, coming from a Puritan, pay close attention, Christian, to what he's saying here, because they place a lot of emphasis on repentance. But Watson is saying, do not idolize repentance. Why? Because to trust in your repentance is to make it your savior. And I think that's exactly what Dallin H. Oaks is going to do in this conference message titled Cleansed by Repentance. And it's very typical Mormonism. There's nothing new in this talk. It's very traditional. So for those of you Christians out there that keep insisting that Mormonism is coming around, I would hope if you read this conference message, you would see that at least in the eyes of Dallin H. Oaks, that certainly is not the case.
One more verse that I want to give before we start reading from Oaks' message. This is Romans 3:25. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. And you have to understand what we're going to talk about here with what Oaks is going to present, cleansed by repentance. The Bible says it's through the shedding of blood, received by faith. Now, certainly Latter-day Saints believe in faith, but they're going to interpret much differently when it comes to something like repentance.
But I think they would also, at least in their own mind, think, yes, it comes by faith, but we can't stop there. We have to have the works. But notice, Paul doesn't say faith and works. He doesn't jump to the works issue. In fact, in Galatians, he makes it very clear that it's not of works. This is what I think has to be emphasized when we're talking to our LDS friends. We certainly do believe that once we've come to be justified by our faith in what Christ did for us on the cross at Calvary, we don't stop there. We go on into this sanctification process, which is going to be, even as Russell M. Nelson seems to understand himself, a never-ending privilege, he calls it.
Page 91 of the Ensign magazine from May of 2019, first paragraph says, in mortality, we are subject to the laws of man and the laws of God. I have had the unusual experience of judging serious misbehavior under both of these laws, earlier as a justice of the Utah Supreme Court, and now as a member of the First Presidency. The contrast I have experienced between the laws of man and the laws of God has increased my appreciation for the reality and power of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Under the laws of man, a person guilty of the most serious crimes can be sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. But it is different under the merciful plan of a loving Heavenly Father. I have witnessed that these same serious sins can be forgiven in mortality because of our Savior's atoning sacrifice for the sins of, quote, all those who have had a broken heart and a contrite spirit, end quote. And that's from 2 Nephi 2:7.
The problem that I have with his opening line here, he gives his credentials as a Utah Supreme Court justice. And as you and I were talking as we were getting ready to record this show, trying to exegete the things that Dallin H. Oaks says is oftentimes very difficult to come out with a consistent understanding of what he's saying. In other words, as a Utah Supreme Court judge, you would think that Dallin H. Oaks would know the importance of words and how words need to be used to convey a message so that those hearing those words can understand clearly what the individual is saying. This is why we have said over and over how wrong it is for Christians to look at the New Testament or look at the Bible as a whole and read a passage out of it and ask yourself, what does that mean to me? Who really cares what it means to you? What we want to know is what the author meant when he said what he said and put those words to paper. That's what's important. Exegeting what Mr. Oaks is going to say about repentance, as you're going to see, is going to oftentimes be very confusing because he's going to talk about how this is a great and wonderful doctrine in Mormonism. But yet when we look at what he says is required in order to get the forgiveness of sins, it doesn't seem to be such a great and wonderful thing that he's talking about. It becomes very confusing if words have their proper meaning.
And again, as we've been talking about, words do have different meanings when we're talking about Mormonism versus Christianity. I mean, the idea of repentance is going to have a different meaning. You have to understand that. But notice what he says. It is different under the merciful plan of a loving Heavenly Father. And Bill, I'm going to state at the very beginning of the series that if what he is talking about is required, you have to repent. How many of the sins? All of them he talks about. You have to do it in this lifetime. He's very clear about that. I don't see this as being a merciful plan. I consider it to be an impossible plan that will never be able to be done. And that's why Latter-day Saints, I think, have such angst when it comes to this issue of doing everything they have to in order to get forgiveness of sins. When they talk about that, they always talk about how much they repent. But as we like to tell Latter-day Saints, the key, according to the scriptures and the leaders, is to quit repenting and start doing, as Spencer W. Kimball, 12th president of the church, said in his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness.
You bring out an excellent point because it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It is different under the merciful plan of a loving Heavenly Father. When I hear merciful plan, I think the word mercy is something that is undeserved. It has to be something that's undeserved. But yet when you go through this talk, Dallin Oaks is not saying that. It is something that you deserve because you've earned it. You've done what's required, and that's where this mercy kicks in. And I would say that's not mercy at all. Even though he was a Supreme Court judge, he misuses words and gives it a definition that was never implied and makes it so confusing when you're trying to understand what he's saying here.
That's a great point. And we go to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and it says that we're saved by grace, not by works. Why? Because nobody can boast. And yet, in this case, when he talks about a merciful plan, there's no boasting in mercy. And yet, according to Mormonism, you have the ability to say, I did what was required of me.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.